I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If your son or daughter is getting a little anxious for the weekend, that's to be expected. Youth Squirrel Hunting Day is this Saturday, and we'll talk more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. This Saturday across the state of West Virginia is the annual Youth Squirrel Hunting Day. Now, this year it's a little different than in the past in that more youngsters will be eligible to hunt.
Yeah, there definitely have been some changes. We've expanded the age limits for all of the youth hunts to include all youth 17 years of age for the small game species, just for the small game species.
That is the DNR's Chris Ryan. Now, the rules still apply. All youth have to be accompanied by a licensed hunter over the age of 21, and only the youngster is allowed to carry the gun, but you have to be within reasonable distance to render aid and assistance. Ryan says this may be one of the most important hunting seasons on the DNR's books.
I think it's definitely getting more popular. A lot of times it takes a while for some of our regulations to catch on, but whenever, you know, you give a chance to just go out there and take a youth hunting, it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's important on, you know, a number of different scales, I think. You know, number one, you get to connect with that youth, and you have just the time to focus on them and give them all of your attention. And then also, you know, the more activities a kid does before he reaches 20 years of age in particular, the more highly he is to repeat those patterns throughout his life.
As for the hunting, well, it may not be as easy pickings as it was a year ago for those young hunters.
The squirrel hunting is, you know, a lot of times related to last year's mast conditions. So if you have bad mast conditions in one year, it's going to be, you know, they're not going to have quite as good reproduction in the following year. However, you know, throughout the eastern panhandle and our mountain counties, particularly, you know, Randolph, Pocahontas, some of those higher elevations, we did have some oak last year. So those would be the better squirrel hunting counties for this fall. But hunters that go out this Saturday or during the regular squirrel season starting on October the 9th, they're going to have to hunt a little bit harder to get their limit of squirrel.
You will recall last year's mast conditions were so incredibly poor that squirrels were literally migrating to find food sources, and in many cases, the interstate was the last stop for a lot of those bushy-tailed critters. This year, for those that made it, they've literally reached the promised land with this year's mast.
You're not going to find many hit on the roads this year. There'll definitely be, you know, scattered throughout the woods. Hunters should concentrate early on the hickory trees that they find. A lot of times those, they have higher fat and higher carbohydrates, so you're going to find it with squirrels or bears or a lot of our wildlife that eat hickory nuts concentrated there to start with.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.